Before we step into this moment, find a position where your body feels supported. Let your hands soften wherever they land. Let your jaw loosen. Relax the space between the brows. And when you're ready, let your eyes fall closed, like a small curtain drawing between the world out there and the one we're about to enter. Take a slow, steady breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, letting your system know we are at the beginning. For a moment, we pause time. For a moment, we step into a small, quiet portal where everything you're responsible for waits outside. No one needs anything from you here. No one is watching. There are no titles to hold, no roles to manage, no expectations pressing against your ribs. Take a deep inhale through the nose, filling up the belly like a balloon, and hold for a count of four. One, two, three, four. And as you exhale slowly through the mouth, imagine setting down every mask of who you're supposed to be for everyone else and coming home to just you. Again, inhale fully and hold for one, two, three, four. And as you exhale slowly, release any place where you hold tension in your body. And once more, inhale fully. Hold for one, two, three, four. Exhale slowly, arriving. Now let your breath return to its own rhythm. Start to bring awareness into your body. This body that has carried you through every chapter of your life. This body that has held your joy, your grief, your stress, and your trying. Bring your attention to your feet. They've walked you into moments that shaped your life. Maybe they've carried you out of situations you outgrew. Maybe they've taken big steps forward or careful steps back, or simply held you steady when standing was enough. Just noticing them, the possibility of all they've supported. And now move awareness to your knees. They may have supported you through countless moments, bending, adjusting, catching your weight as life moved around you. Maybe they've bent in laughter. Maybe they've lowered you towards something you needed to reach. Maybe they've steadied you in a moment that asked for balance. And maybe they've helped you rise when it was time to move forward. Just noticing the many ways they might have carried you through both the simple and significant moments of your life. Moving your attention to your hands and relaxing them where they lay. They may have been part of more moments than you realize, shaping your days, your work, your connections. Maybe they've reached out to greet someone new. Maybe they've steadied you in a moment that needed grounding. Maybe they've carried responsibilities, signed your name on things that moved life forward, or created something that didn't exist before. Maybe they've offered support, a touch on the shoulder, a gesture that communicated more than words. Just noticing the many ways your hands might have played a role in both the simple and significant moments of your life, often without you ever stopping to acknowledge them. Now bring attention to your heart. This center of your chest that has carried more capacity than most people ever see. Maybe it has swelled with love or tightened in moments of loss. Maybe it has sparked with excitement or burned with frustration or opened in ways that surprised you. Perhaps it has felt and held the weight of responsibility, the tension of choice, the steadiness required to show up again and again. Maybe there were moments it spoke before your mind did, a pull, a knowing, a signal that guided you. Just noticing that your heart may have held the full range of what makes you human and has continued beating moment after moment, quietly supporting every experience you've ever had. Now take a moment to feel the whole body as one. The feet that move you, the knees that support you, the hands that shape your world, the heart that holds the full range of what it means to be alive. And lastly, take notice of what you're experiencing in this moment as you feel the whole body is one. Maybe there's a sense of appreciation here. Maybe there's simply awareness. Perhaps even a soft curiosity about what shifts when you pause long enough to really arrive in yourself. And perhaps from this place of grounded awareness, there's the possibility that what softens in you might subtly shape the space you move into next. Not as something you have to offer, and not as anything you push outward. Just the natural way presence tends to ripple beyond you. Into the conversations, your interactions, the rooms you'll step into. And if it feels right, take a slow breath in and a long, easy breath out. Now, as you move back into the space you occupy, begin to sense the room again. The light behind your eyelids, the temperature of the air, the way the ground holds your weight. And when you're ready, start to wake the fingers and toes. Let your eyes open, carrying whatever this moment gave you into whatever comes next.